Hi, I'm Rochelle Jaffe, the director of the Ashland School of Hypnotherapy. And I'm about to share with you a hypnotic induction on healing and transforming the inner child, of working with some of the feelings from the past that may be influencing the present. So as you consider doing this induction, think about whether this is a good moment for you, a time when you feel that you have access to resources so that if painful memories come up, that you feel able to cope with them. If you suspect that there's some pain from your childhood that may emerge that is more intense than you can handle, then you should wait and do this work with a qualified therapist. If you feel that you're continuing a work that you've already started, that you're familiar with working with some of these feelings that you may have from the past, then this may be just the right experience for you. So as you begin, remember that you want to create a nice, safe, comfortable place for yourself, a place that is really your own, that you won't be disturbed, so that you can really focus on some of these important, significant issues. Please don't be driving or operating machinery, but finding that place that is really relaxing, really peaceful. So turn off your phone. Let anybody who's around know that you'd like to be undisturbed for the next 25 minutes or so. And get ready to enjoy the journey. And so as you begin to let your body settle in and settle down, feeling the supporting surface beneath you, so you feel the support behind your head, your neck and shoulders, and really feeling those places of connection, those places where your body is supported, so that you really feel in to that support behind your back, so that you bring your awareness right into your back, really feeling those places of support, of connection. And you can feel down into your lower back now and your hips, your legs, just feeling those places of connection, really bringing your awareness in so that rather than just thinking about it, you're feeling, using your ability for a multi-sensory awareness to feel into those places of support. It's so simple. It's that moment of awareness. And checking in with your body. Beginning to tune in, listening to the music in the background. Settling into a nice, comfortable position. And if you can, arms and legs uncrossed so that your chest can be open and your breath as deep and full as it would like to be. And for these next few moments, tuning into your breath, beginning to feel the sensations of your in-breath, your out-breath, and developing that same multi-sensory connection with your breath. In-breath, out-breath. So that rather than thinking about your breath, you're feeling your breath. feeling the air as it flows into your body, feeling your chest expanding, coming to rest with the out-breath, feeling all of the sensations of the in-breath, using all of your senses to immerse yourself in your breath, attuning to your breath. And so with your next inhale, making it deep and full and as long as you comfortably can, breathing all the way in, nice deep breath, holding it for a moment before you release and letting it all out. And so that your body so naturally lets go, comes into that deeper level of relaxation, of settling in. And then another deep, full breath, breathing in and breathing in and breathing in as much as you can, holding it for a moment, and then releasing, letting it go. And feeling how your body relaxes and settles even more fully. And one final deep, full breath, breathing in as deeply as you can, as fully as you can. Chest expanding, opening to the breath, breathing in and holding it, holding it, holding it as long as you can. Oh, and that feeling of letting go is a signal that you're ready to go even deeper into relaxation and even deeper into that hypnotic state. That hypnotic state that opens those channels, that attunes you to that deeper intelligence, your creative unconscious. And breathing in with a gentle invitation, an invitation to any place in your body that feels sore or tight or tense. Just focusing on any part of your body with that gentle invitation to relax, to let go, to come to rest. And as you breathe in and as you breathe out, just focusing on that place, allowing your awareness to flow in to the different areas of the body wherever you feel called. Breathing in warmth, breathing in peace, breathing in calm. Just letting your awareness flow through your body, bringing that invitation to any part of the body that might need it. No praise, no blame, just that gentle invitation. Noticing what happens as you breathe in there to those different places, and as you breathe out. Little by little, or all at once, you begin to notice that increasing sense of comfort, beginning to be aware now of how that comfort moves through your body. Maybe it starts as a flow coming out from the center of your chest, your belly, the top of your head. Maybe comfort begins to flow up from your fingertips or the bottoms of your feet. Just noticing how that comfort flows and grows, and how you can become more and more easy and more relaxed. And now, moving your awareness to your emotional self, attuning to your emotional self, noticing if there's anything moving around inside your emotional self. And then taking that same warm breath, that same invitation, and breathing it into your emotional being. Breathing in peace. Breathing in calm. Breathing in relaxation. And just acknowledging whatever is there, and if there's something that's ready to be released, just letting it go with the exhale. Just letting it be breathed right out. And so your emotional self can begin to feel just that little bit more clear, more settled. And moving your awareness once more to your mind. And again, breathing that nice, warm breath. That breath of peace and calm and comfort. Breathing that right up into your mind. So you're breathing in peace. Breathing in calm. And if you're aware of thoughts moving through the mind, just breathing right into the center of those thoughts. No force. No pressure. Just that gentle support. And the breath. And so as your relaxation and comfort are deepening, your awareness so naturally begins to move deeper and deeper. Feeling your awareness now as you can let it drift down, flow down those channels, connecting with your creative unconscious, your deeper intelligence, connecting with your center. And as you do, with your next breath in, beginning to let one of your hands float up into the air, just letting it rise up into the air, bringing your hand up. Feeling your conscious mind moving it up, and then your unconscious mind just letting it float up a little bit more, and then just letting it drop back down into your lap, relaxing even more deeply, twice as deeply as before. Feeling your shoulders relax and your back. Feeling your neck, your forehead, your temples relaxing. And now, bring in your other hand up, just letting it float right up off your lap. Bringing it up consciously, and then unconsciously, just feeling it float up consciously and unconsciously. And now, releasing that hand and letting it drop right back down into your lap, and feeling how, as it does, your awareness can drift deeper and deeper into that inner space, that simple, quiet place inside, that place beneath the ruffling of the waves of daily life, the activities of the mind, just letting it drop in, drift down, deeper and deeper, into that place where all change is possible. That place that's deeper than your conscious mind. That place of your deepest wisdom. And so, you can begin to feel that space. Feeling it as a holding space. A resting space. A generous space. Feeling this space of compassion, of knowing. And as you do, you can become aware that your conscious mind can find a nice, cozy place to curl up and take a little rest now, while this deeper self, this knowing self, this deep creative self can listen so carefully to everything that's being said, can take whatever actions are most beneficial for you now and into the future. Breathing down into this space, feeling this space as your very own home. The very center, without weight, a physical space and deeper than the physical. And as you rest here now, focusing again on your breath and breathing light into this space. Letting this light wash through the space, cleansing and clearing, allowing the further release and letting go of whatever is ready to be released. As you go even deeper into this center, feeling yourself within this space, and a part of this space, opening to the field of infinite possibilities. As you get ready to invite into this space a feeling, perhaps something from the past, a feeling that perhaps hasn't had what it's needed. Support, guidance, something trustworthy that can allow it to transform, to integrate, something that can lead it into a possible future. Inviting that feeling into this space and allowing it to feel held. A space filled with light. And so while you can be aware of the feeling, even more aware of the space, unconditional caring, deep seeing, the pain, and the parts of you that will never be touched by pain. The sadness or anger, frustration, and the part of you that's filled with light and space, that's connected to your center, inviting it here, and letting that feeling breathe the air of this caring space. letting it feel seen and heard and felt. And giving that feeling a voice now, allowing it to share, what does it really want? Letting it be held and touched by this wisdom and compassion. Letting it release the burdens just by telling the truth. And letting it absorb, attuned to this healing space. Not having to do anything special. Not even having to solve anything or come up with any suggestions, just for now. Being with that feeling, letting it know, I hear you. And within this deep wisdom, I receive you. Feeling this space, meeting and holding this feeling unconditionally. And so that you can begin to release from your heart, to open to the healing, the transformation, the integration, the care. And noticing what happens to this feeling as it rests here, received and seen. The guidance, the support, this field of infinite possibilities from which you can draw whatever is most wanted. This feeling of home. Home. And as this feeling is free to communicate, to release the burden of contraction, to release the weight of ideas, of other people's perceptions, perhaps aware of your own natural goodness, your own uniqueness that begins to shine through the cracks, begins to glow, begins to be expressed through the eyes of your younger self, through her or his expression, their heart, more and more. And all of the old ideas, limitations, beginning to fall away. The old shell that's been hiding the light, and feeling them as they release. Let go. That's right. You're doing well. And in a moment, I'm going to ask you a question. And each time you hear this question, you can answer it from your current experience, answering each time freshly. And what are you experiencing now? Checking in with your deepest self. And another question. What is it that I really want right now? from your heart of hearts. What is it that I really want so that I can express my full luminosity, my natural goodness? Perhaps it's a gentle hand on your heart from time to time during the day that lets you know in the deepest way, I'm here. I'm with you every step of the way. Appreciating your own perfect self. And perhaps it's a deep breath in which you attune to home, to that field of infinite possibilities beneath and beyond your usual waking consciousness. Perhaps it's opening to a kind of innocent wondering of what's possible for you. And so, taking a moment now to be with that, to really ask your deepest self for support with what you really want, and to imagine that you could take that request, that intention, that prayer for your future self, and drop it in as though you were dropping it into a deep wishing well, to let that deep wisdom, your creative unconscious, begin to work with it. And so that over this next period, you can begin so curious to see how this feeling, how these experiences from the past will develop and heal and grow. So that sense that you become more and more deeply yourself, whole. And so, taking these next few moments to allow your deepest wisdom, your creative unconscious, that part of you that knows so much more than you even know you know, to begin to integrate everything of value from this session so it can become fully and completely yours. Yours to move with, to express, to dance. And when you begin to feel that this process of integration, you can then start to reorient to the outside world and coming back so slowly, so gently, that you can bring all of the good feelings, relaxation, revitalization, the light at your center. Bringing it from this session and into your day. So whenever you're ready, taking a nice deep breath, a stretch, and opening your eyes.